On with us now via the Revel Wireless Hotline is our good friend, the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, how you doing?
I'm good, Vic. How you doing, my friend?
Outstanding. It's been a big week in Berea, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, but we know how much has changed in the radio climate in a great way, a historic way, and we're still resonating from all that. And again, we'll touch on that a little bit later. But let's go to the football first, and let's go to what the Browns did earlier this week in acquiring Jason Campbell as a free agent signee at quarterback. I'm not surprised by this move because I think we knew all along the Browns were going to add a quarterback somewhere along the line. And I think the other part of this that makes so much sense is that they have an experienced guy, a more experienced player in the mix who could either compete for the starting job, which I think he will, but at the very least be a good backup, a good experienced backup behind Brandon Whedon.
Well, no question. I mean, you look at a big guy, big, strong guy. I mean, Jason's got a big, strong arm. Obviously, his whole career and everything was with the Raiders, and then last year he's with the Bears. Didn't do that much, but you're talking about a guy that's had some quality starts, a guy that have actually played well in this league. I think it's a good move, Vic, and here's why. Because I've always said, and I've always been a proponent, that competition brings out the best in all of us. Sure, I like our quarterback. I like Brandon Wheaton. I want to see him start. I think he should start. But I also think that it was a good move to bring someone in here like Jason Campbell, a guy that can really, I think, light a fire underneath Brandon Whedon. Because when you look at him last year, I don't know, Vic, is it good to say that he was given the job?
He was given the job. Given the job. And it made, when we discussed this a year ago, Hanford, we said, well, he had to define who his guy was, Pat Shurmur.
Right.
And they had to make clear to, I guess, the whole team, this rookie who needed maximum amount of practice reps and everything else. So instead of dancing it along, they gave it to him. Now, the upside of that was just that, defining your guy. The downside was he didn't have anything that he really earned.
Right, and I see this year, I mean, obviously Brandon is going to see things a little bit different. He's going to see the field different. I mean, he's going to come in here, and he's going to be ready to go. But also, I think what's very, very important is he knows that it's not just a Colt McCoy or somebody that's behind him. He is a quarterback that's a qualified starter, a guy that has started in this football league, and if he doesn't do the things that he needs to do, he's got somebody that's going to step in there and take his place. And again, it goes back to competition. Competition brings out the best in everybody. I think the bringing of Jason Campbell in here, giving him a two-year contract, I think that was an excellent move. And I'm kind of looking forward to it because, you know, even though I think Brandon Whedon will win the starting job and he should win the starting job, it's always good to know that we have someone that's hungry, someone that's behind him that can also get the job done.
Yeah, and I think that's a couple of keys here. The ability to get it done with 71 career starts, and as you said, he's got some quality starts in there. He had that team off to a 4-2, the Oakland Raiders team off to a 4-2 start before he suffers a season-ending injury against the Browns.
The
Browns in Oakland. Yep, we remember that. And I think that when you look at the physical prototype, this is the overwhelming statement that's made to me, Hanford, is that big guy, big strong arm, pocket presence player, a guy that you expect to stand back there in an offense, in this Norv Turner, Rob Chudzinski offense that calls for that from the quarterback. So basically, if you're going to have any chance in this league, regardless of where you are as a team, if you're coming off, as the Browns are, a 5-win season and you still got a lot of building to do, or you're a team that thinks you're a contending team, you better have two quarterbacks you believe who can run your offense the way you want it run. That's what Campbell means to the Browns.
And also today, Vic, I mean, you're right. It's important to have two guys because in this league today, quarterbacks go down and they go down often. And now we have two guys that have started, two guys that can play just like you said. And I'm really, really excited to have him. Now, Wheaton, for instance, you're going to see him go about his business a little bit different now. And not saying he hasn't already. I'm sure he has. And I'm sure Brandon is doing everything and has been doing everything that he possibly can to get ready for this season. But then again, you look at a guy like Jason Campbell, who understands, who's been around this league for a long time, and he's no stranger to a guy like Norm. Turner. He's not a stranger to a guy like Chud. He knows and understands what these guys can do to a quarterback's career, where they could take a quarterback's career. And I know he's itching and biting at the bit, ready to get in here and get started. And I suspect Brandon is doing the same.
Yeah, I think so too. And we're visiting, of course, on the Rebel Wireless Hotline with Hanford Top Dog Dixon, his regular spot here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I think the mindset of Brandon Wheaton is the key here. Number one, accepting of the fact that things are going to change dramatically for him, even if no other quarterback had been added, in the sense that he has new coaches looking after him, new evaluators sizing up what he can or can't do, and waiting to be, I think, bowled over, waiting to be impressed by him. It's not a case where, okay, you make a guy the 22nd overall pick, as the previous administration did, and he's a first-round choice. You're going in with the expectation that he's going to be something for you. This group running the Browns now doesn't have any such preconceived notion. They, as far as they're concerned, Brandon Wheaton is trying out for them in this offseason.
Hey, Vic, what you're going to see is, and again, it all starts from the top. And when you look at the top right now, the top has done a pretty darn good job. And that's starting with owner right there and coming down to Banner and Lombardi and those guys. Those guys have added some players and some pieces to this puzzle. And what you're going to start to see, you're going to start to see these guys on this Cleveland Brown team starting right now with the OTAs. You're going to see them starting to walk around with a little swagger right now. They're going to start walking around and saying, hey, you know, this football team is really starting to come together. And this football team is a pretty good football team right now. And now after we finish the draft and we do what we're going to do and add some more pieces to this puzzle, it's really going to get interesting. And you know as well as I do, in this AFC North, it is a tough division. But it is a division right now that we can compete in.
Yeah, it is. I think you're absolutely right. And let's talk about the bigger picture of free agency, with Jason Campbell being the latest piece, because it's been a methodical approach that this team has taken, right, Hanford, to free agency. It started out on the defensive side heavy with Paul Kruger, with Desmond Bryant, with Quinton Groves. And having those three pieces brought into place on the defensive side to help this 3-4 look that Ray Horton's bringing, and they have the mentality there that can handle that. Then you're adding cornerbacks, you're adding tight ends. And I think as it's gone through, it's not been dramatic beyond the, I think the Kruger signing was pretty dramatic. I think the Bryant signing was a little less dramatic, but still important and heavy investment. And I think on from there, it's all been just the right people, the right positions, and hopefully they're the right people, added, and now you're setting up a plan that should segue well into the draft.
And, you know, you talk about the draft. I'm sitting here and I'm just smiling right now, just thinking about it, because when you look at this thing, I there are some pretty good players coming up that's going to be available for us when we pick at that number six spot. And, you know me, Vic. I'm a little biased when it comes to that. You know where I want us to go. if he's there and if he's available, the cornerback out of
D. Milner from Alabama. Yeah. I know.
You know where I want us to go and what I want us to do, because
you think
I could
that, you think that D. Milner jersey you're wearing is a giveaway? I don't know.
Yes, it is. I mean, it really is. And Vic, not only he's a big corner too. Yeah. I mean, he's a fast corner. He's a guy that can play man to man, can take a wide receiver out of the ball game. And again, with everything we've added to this defense, and you bring him along, oh my, you talking about really starting to get exciting. But you know, I'm actually looking forward to the draft, and just because we brought in a Jason Campbell, it's still not to say that if the right situation present itself, that we still may take a quarterback somewhere down the line in the draft. That's a possibility. But, I feel pretty good about us filling the needs that we have to fill in this draft, especially with the moves that we've made already.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule out anything. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think a quarterback in the draft is still a distinct possibility in the latter portion of it. It's not a priority. I think, to do high up for when you think about Geno Smith, when you think about Matt Barkley, who had a decent pro day the other day for USC or at USC. Geno Smith had a strong pro day at West Virginia. So I think that will be in the discussion, but it's not a priority. But here's the thing. Someone else may look at that number six spot, and if they were really blown away by Barkley and if they really love Geno Smith, the Browns are holding something very valuable there that could change their strategy. If they don't just sit there and grab a D. Milner, if they don't just sit there and do something with, say, a Deion Jordan, who is a name that you hear mentioned connected with them, a lot of draft analysts, Rob Rang, who's on this show as well, I know it's somebody he's had in his mock draft going to the Browns at number six, the Oregon defensive end, and who could be an outside linebacker. But if they were to trade out of that spot, I think they'd still be in a position to get something that's helpful, and maybe another team values that spot to get a quarterback, and the Browns pick up an extra pick.
Well, no question about it, partner. And what I have to do is I have to pat yourself on the back, pat you on the back a little bit, because with your credentials, obviously we all know what you're talking about, because you've been doing this for a long, long time. And I think you started, NFL.com, or, you've been around and doing this thing forever.
I've been at it a little bit. You're making me feel old, but that's okay.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes you don't want to say how long, but.
That's right. But I see those gray hairs.
that's why it's such a pleasure for me to talk with you. And because, I know football, and you have a great football mind also. And you and I just get together, we just start ranting and raving and going off.
It's the best. And I'm glad you brought that up, because here's our radio segue. And I know you teed me up for this. This show is going to go to 2 hours as part of the new historic radio agreement that the Browns have reached with, of course, the folks here, Good Karma Broadcasting, WKNR, ESPN 850, WKNR, and then CBS Radio and their affiliates. So the games are going to be on three stations, and this show on KNR will stay on KNR, but go to a two-hour format. We're going to get a new time slot at a point that will be announced later on, and I think that in itself will be incredibly exciting. And then there will be a weekly airing of the shows, kind of a roundup of the shows on Saturday on the CBS station. So I think this is great and exciting, and all it means, Hanny, and is that you and I just get more time to talk football.
You got it, and you know I'm ready, and whatever you need it, I'm here with you, partner.
We love it. We love it. Thank you, Hanford, and we'll talk to you again next week. He is the top dog, Hanford Dixon, joining us, as he always does, here via the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.